party.
Hey, you guys missed it. It snowed here in Mesa, too.
How bad?
James Earl Jones was just telling us.
I was going to say Alfred Hitchcock, personally, but...
We'd have to see the profile first.
Oh, my gosh. I love this man.
Or as they used to say, the profil.
Yes.
You know, he could be a radio voice for Coast to Coast.
Yes, he could.
I'll do anything you want me to do.
Or for Wynn, he could read ads for Wynn.
Yes. We've had more people join us. If you have a chance, feel free to give your name and location.
Don from Brecksville.
Glad to have you. Welcome to the Wednesday Night Call.
Thank you.
Anyone else, feel free to identify yourself.
Are you doing okay, Dave?
I'm having a little bit of trouble. It's starting to break up. You want to take over?
No, you're doing fine.
Well, I think I'm missing the good parts. I hear people laugh, but I don't know why.
We had a few new people join us. Welcome to Wednesday's conference call. Please state your name and your location when you get a chance.
This is Gary, and I don't know where I am.
Okay, Gary, welcome. Doesn't really matter where you are.
Matters where you're going.
Yes, right.
Where I've been?
Where you've been, that doesn't matter either.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
This is Wynn, and we're about ready to start. Let me see if Carrie, are you there?
I'm here.
Daphne, are you there?
I am here.
Get close up to that microphone. They can barely hear you.
I am right here, Wynn. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Just keep your voice up. And,
It might be
Don,
hard to turn the music off in the background.
Well,
yeah, they will. We're on a
Don,
new line, Wynn.
Huh?
We're on a new line with BBS.
What does that mean?
Well, they've opened a totally new line for us.
I have no idea what that means.
Supposed to be better.
We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, it's supposed to be clearer and better.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Not too clear.
Sounds good to me.
Muted.
All right, we are all muted. Can you hear me clearly, Jeff? Go through this at the beginning. So be patient with us. We're going to be right here. Everything is running smoothly. This has been free. This is our Wednesday night conference call. And our chief reporter is.
This conference is being recorded.
This is Wednesday, February 20th, 2013. And today, we have Gwen and Terry in Ventura, California. We are getting around. And Daphne in Half Moon Bay, California. And as you know, this is the call where you folks submit questions, and we answer them live on the call. And I want to share a short little thing before we start. We have Daphne joining us tonight, and there is a certain attitude about this that I adopted quite some time ago. You know, we are bringing through information live on this show. And as we have said many times, you have to use your own discernment to decide if it's legitimate or not. We're not defining what you should believe or what is true. And, you know, there are many people who channel and bring through loads of information that I personally can't validate. And things like we're in it. We're going from 3D to 6D, and the crystal grids are doing this and this and that. And, you know, it may be true, but can't personally validate it. And the other thing is, I'm not sure, my personal thing is I don't know how to apply that to change my life. Now, maybe there's a way, but I don't know it. In other words, if I give you some celestial information that's true, but it's way beyond the human side, then it's just like curiosity. It's a curiosity factor in certain ways. Now, Daphne has the experience of, how would I say this? Both Daphne and Terry have certain kinds of experiences where they see things that I don't see. They both, Terry believes she's riding with the Elohim when she's talking. They're looking at something, she's seeing it. Daphne believes she is working in the grid line and helping, even when she's not on the calls, help balance the grids. Now, I can't see these myself. I'm just a human, and I don't fly around that way. I fly around in different ways. I'm very sensitive to the energies of people and the responding of it. I feel one with people on a human level. And, you know, we're integrating all these energies all the time on these calls. And I have to be the facilitator of and the decision maker of certain aspects of how the call is presented. Because I have to be very careful that I create a balanced energy that doesn't go over people's heads, doesn't bring information that you can't understand, and doesn't bring information that you can't validate personally, that you can't use personally. You know, if it's information that you can't validate and you can't use, I'm not sure of the value of bringing it through. On the other hand, Daphne tends to see these things and sometimes looks at them. And many, many times, Daphne has pioneered something in this work, through something that's come through her. And Terry has pioneered something. So I have to walk the balance of checking something out that's new and preferably not put it out over the airwaves until it's passed my own litmus test. And Daphne has been going through some new kinds of, how can I say it, bringing through different sources that I have been checking out. We had a conversation just before this, and I said, it's best that we keep any sources that come through at this time to Ra'an, Elohim, or Ra'el, which was another one we've talked to before, another division of the Elohim, Ra and the Elohim. And she agreed. The other thing is, she's doing something that she hasn't done in the past. And that is, she's making kind of chants. Some of you have heard her do this. Maybe she's done it in the past, but she's brought through chants. Sometimes Ra, sometimes this. And, you know, this call is a little bit conversational. So I wasn't sure whether I was comfortable with doing that on this call. And but then we decided it would be okay. So I'm just explaining this all to you because I do not want you to give up your power to the information that comes through. The best case scenario of this work we're doing is that it delivers you certain wisdoms. Here's what I see as the valuable thing of these conversations. First of all, there's a lot of wisdom which you can apply to your life and hopefully make shifts and change. The other thing is, most of us who are paying attention are fairly old souls who have gotten stuck in this realm. And there's certain truths, when they come through, create cellular resonances that help wake you up to past things. Then you start having aha experience. And then there may be other benefits. Those are the two that I see most prominent. And so I like to keep the calls where there's channeling, especially our Wednesday call where people are asking questions. People oftentimes ask questions outside of the parameters of what I just described. They want to know things very specifically. And sometimes I consider those questions, depends on what the question is. Sometimes I answer it myself, because many of the things people want to know, I have studied, and I don't ask it to our sources. And if some of you have learned that when we ask certain questions about the negative, sometimes there's the potential to bring the negative in, just because we ask the question. So, oftentimes, if I choose to, I'll answer that question myself. So, I wanted to introduce that because this is not a place to give up your power to find definitive answers that you can't apply to anything. Are we going from 3D, 4D to 5D to 6D? You'll see. As we go through this, you will kind of get what I'm talking about. We have our questions for this evening ready to go. Daphne, would you like to make any comments about anything I said?
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you for that introduction. Yes, I think what you're saying and what the terrain that you've covered is very applicable. And these calls are very much to be used, in my opinion, as a tool, as a map, if you find the map helpful. The definitive decision, anything that you do or don't do in your life, it's entirely up to you, always should be up to you, and take what resonates, take what feels right to you in your heart. And if something does not resonate, disregard it. Doesn't matter if it's coming from me or Terry or Wynn or Carla Ruckert's material or David Wilcock or anybody out there. If it doesn't resonate with your heart, with what you know is true inside, let it go. Information that's coming to me is coming in. It's coming all the time. I'm experiencing a lot of intense physical, physiological changes. I do work with what I perceive as the Gaian earth grids. I work interdimensionally. And these are very real experiences for me, as they are for a lot of people in the light worker community. But, you know, that's my experience. Other people have very different kinds of experiences, and they are just as valid as mine. We have different roles. My role is path cutter, way shower. I'm bringing new things into consciousness for people. I'm interdimensionally braiding. I'm a light bridge builder, actually. Wynn seems to be a master at being able to create a forum for people, being able to bring people of all different walks of life together and allow them to communicate. And you know, he really is a consciousness builder. Terry is a wonderful, she's a wonderful guide and a soul sister and nurturer. And you know, she's brought in tremendous wisdom in her own way, which is quite different than the way I bring it in. And these are all to be respected, and they are all, it's not a one-size-fits-all here, although it all does dovetail. I see it as a symphony orchestra, and we're all playing different instruments. So, again, I'd encourage people just to, if something resonates, you know, play with it, you know, use it in your life, and if it fits, good, and if it doesn't, you know, disregard it or put it away, try it later. You know, this is a time of tremendous change and you will probably find your own experiences and your own resonances changing very quickly in the weeks and months to come. You know, as the Earth, from my understanding myself, the Earth herself is going through tremendous energetic and interdimensional shifts now. So,
thank you. And just to add to that, when Daphne was saying what other people's roles are, that's from her perspective, okay? That doesn't mean it's true. This is an example of what I mean, and it may be true. It sounded somewhat close, but nonetheless, when I say something, or Daphne says something, or Terry says something, if it's true, you have to run it against your own intuition. See if it resonates. One of the things I've learned, I happen to have been very metaphysical all my life. I studied astrology, I studied all kinds of spiritual things. So has Daphne, Terry in a different way, in a different angle, things she studied. And I've learned in doing this work, many of you may not have that metaphysical background, and yet you're wanderers. You have very high consciousness potential in this realm. And that's why you're attracted to this work. And you don't need to understand all the metaphysics to graduate this realm, to be a light worker, to be around the higher energies. You don't need to understand it. You can go through the feelings and do it. For some of you, you'll want to understand it. You'll study it. Others, you won't. And I try to make these calls so they're broadband, so that it doesn't get so sophisticated. So what is she talking about? Then it brings all these questions. There's other people on the internet that do bring in very sophisticated metaphysical understanding. Some of them may even be negative, and they still know all that metaphysical stuff. So knowing the metaphysical stuff, knowing, having a lot of answers to what's going on, doesn't really necessarily brand somebody as being positive. Many of you have noticed the energies on this call are very loving, and we feel the loving energy. And our sources say they're using the call to help reach people. Access a loving energy. It's not in the physical world, which is an amazing thing to do. So I know when I was younger and I was very metaphysically savvy about things, I used to think I was superior to other people because I knew all this stuff that they didn't know. So it became an ego trip and it was negative. It was a negative aspect of myself, my own growth, because it separated my levels of insecurity that I felt special because I knew all this stuff, and that was not a positive way of relating to it. But I went through that. Now, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in the recognition level of this work. I'm interested in what can we offer that helps you connect, helps you get rid of your fear, and helps you transcend your own karmic pattern. And I know what we're doing is working. So I just wanted to address that. And if I feel, if I do some testing and private sessions with Daphne, and there are some points of view that I have come to the conclusion are valuable to share, then we'll do sessions where we do that, okay? I have to go through my own assimilation. There's been many times when I started a session with Daphne or with Terry, more with Daphne, and things came through that I said, oh, my God, well, who is this talking to us? I mean, there was a period of about five sessions where Rampa came through, who another series of sessions where Kuo came through, who talks through Carla Rucker. Another series of sessions where Michael Jackson came through. And in each case, I had to decide if it's something that would be valuable to share to the group or not. And sometimes I'll talk about it, but I won't actually do a live session. Because in doing a live session, we can't take anything back. I mean, I could say I don't trust that later. But I don't want to do anything that has the potential to mislead anybody. So, that all being said, let's start tonight's session. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Daphne, Terry, myself, and, well, you know what, before I do this, you know, Terry, do you want to make any comments on what I said?
No, I would agree with that.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, because I had Daphne make a comment. I want to make sure Terry, she had something to say. She had a forum. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Daphne, Terry, myself. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light, transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our body, into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our soul. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our soul. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And for the first question, this is from Ray in Henderson, Nevada. And I'll address this to Daphne. Once a soul leaves the physical body, can it get trapped on our earthly plane in an attempt to help their grieving partner cope with the loss? And what can a light worker do to allow this spirit to journey into the light?
Thank you, Lynn. I'm going to attune for a moment here. We greet you. We greet you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. We come to you. We come to you in the formation of the one that you would know as the Ra and the El. The formation of the Ra, El, Odin. You ask, dear ones, you ask of those souls, which you would perceive as lost souls or trapped souls and grieving souls. And we would ask you, dear ones, that you not focus upon loss. We would ask you, dear one, that you do not focus upon grieving. We would ask, dear souls, that you focus on love, for it is through love that you liberate not only yourself, but all those whom you have heart connections with. You are at a time and a space of tremendous importance for your Earth. We repeat this. You are at a time and a space of tremendous importance for your Earth, for the solar system, indeed for the galaxy. For there are episodes, there are episodic chapters unfolding now, interdimensionally speaking, whereby the light essence, the brilliant Christed consciousness, which is within the very soul seed center, which you have taken in resonance with in this third dimensional body and inserted it into the earth envelope, you are taking this and birthing this through the duality, through the dualistic consciousness, through this particulated spectrum, and into the unity consciousness, into the Christed consciousness. As such, you are becoming one. You are becoming the all that is. It is the truth of your existence. Do you not see that that which you focus upon, you engender? Do you not see that that which you focus upon, the fear, oh, I will leave this one. This one will be sad. This one will be lost. I cannot reach. Do you not see, dear ones, you create exactly what you do not desire by fearing it? We repeat, you create what you do not desire by fearing it. If you want to change the outcome of your life, focus yourself, put focus, put joy, put the forward positivity step of your life toward that which you would have. If you want something in your life, for example, with the radio, if a station is a station you do not care for, it is staticky, or it is playing constant commercials, you complain about the station and say, I do not like this station, I do not want this station, this station is horrible, this station is not giving me what I need, my life is awful, awful. This is what you are putting into the ether. Is it not easier, dear ones, to switch the station? Switch. Focus upon that which brings you joy. Focus upon that which you desire. Focus upon that which you would receive. Focus upon that which gives you the sense of being at peace and oneness. You are the architect of your experience. You are not a prisoner of your experience. You create the experience. You create the experience by choice. You create the experience by the choice of what you will put your attention on, what you will put your focus on. You are not a victim. As your great master Yogananda has said, environment is stronger than willpower. We say again, environment is stronger than willpower. As such, be attentive to your environment. If an environment is an environment in which you do not feel uplifted, an environment in which you are tempted to, for example, smoke or drink or eat too much or get depressed or indulge in negative thoughts, remove yourself from that environment. Remove yourself from that limited circumstance. You must remember, dear one, all is energy. All is vibration. And vibration will always settle at the lowest possible resonance. Remember, vibration will always attenuate. It will settle at the lowest possible resonance. Therefore, make that lowest possible resonance a resonance of at least peacefulness, if not joy, at least neutrality, if not upliftment. It is your choice, dear one. It is your choice. It is your focus. Thank you.
Thank you. Just addressing this question, let us just suppose someone's dead, and they do have someone they love, and if they have some element of choice on the other side, what choice can they make to help a grieving partner?
We, in a roundabout fashion, have answered this, but we reiterate. The strongest and most healing way that you may assist anyone is by intense love. Intense love dissolves karmic bonds. Intense love brings grace. Intense love removes shackles. Fear is a contracted state. Fear is what binds. Fear is what cuts off the life force. Fear is what causes reincarnation. If one wants to help another, do service first to that which is within, uniting with God's self. For as you liberate your own wounded self, you liberate all others. Remember, it is the law of one. As you free yourself, you free the ones around you. As you walk into the magnificence of the I Am presence of who you are, you free millions upon millions of others who are also ready to walk into their I Am presence. The particular celestial mechanics of where a loved one might reside after death, this is the choice of that loved one. It is not your choice to have. Where the loved one will reside, it is not your business. You are learning to step out of duality. Duality is good, bad. Duality is light, dark. Duality is I win, you lose. You are learning that there is positivity, negativity, And there is something else. There is neutrality. There is acceptance. There is, it is not of my concern because it is not of my path. It does not mean you do not care. It is learning compassionate witness. Learning compassionate witness for others to make their own choices. And their own choices are letting them understand that they too are perfect in their love light expressions. We never actually lose anyone or anything. We are separated only by illusions of time and of space. We hope this has clarified.
Thank you very much. Okay, this is where our sources that come through Terry. This is from Don Herman. I don't have a city, but this is a general question. A recent guest on Coast Code said he was able to accomplish things metaphysically because of intent, which he defined as a balancing of both halves of the brain, slowing the brain waves to the alpha or theta range. Is there validity to what he's saying in terms of increasing your ability to have intent come about by balancing both sides of the brain? Because we don't know how, we're not really saying how to do that, but that's the question. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you. Give us a moment. When one balances both sides of the brain, the left side, the logical side, the right side, the creative side, one releases the chakra systems in the head and in the throat to have the full potential of cyclical movement, which helps with the creation of intent. As intent carries two sides, the logical and the creative, this allows the intent with the chakra system working to move from the body and to move to the subject where one is intending. And this does increase the potential for the duplication of the intent within the subject, which then increases the potential for the intent to be felt and to be experienced in the subject.
Thank you. How would one, what exercise could one do to help balance both sides of the brain?
There is an exercise that is given on a tape by the Monroe Institute, which is particularly set to balance both sides of the brain. We could suggest that you investigate this tape by the Monroe Institute. It consists of an exercise wherein the individual is given tones that help to balance the brain.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Nikolai. And we have expressed the beginning of the universe as saying that nothing became aware of itself, and that that is a mystery that is not really solvable. How nothing became aware of itself and became the one infinite creator. Is there any way to understand any better how nothing became aware of itself?
Would you like us to answer this?
Yes, you answer that, please.
When you have nothing, you have nothing to be aware. When you have two, you have one that can become aware of the second and can duplicate the creativity of the second. It takes two to become aware and to begin to expand consciousness.
Is there any other way to understand? Is it accurate to say that originally there was nothing? Is that an accurate premise?
That is correct. All is illusion. And the illusion is duplicated when you have more than one awareness. And all is created in the now. And when the individual who is the creator and the receiver of the creation, which is the creation in itself, when they have joined into the illusion that they are separate, then they can begin to become aware of the other and the other's creation.
Thank you. Well, this is Wynn speaking. Still sounds like a mystery to me, but we will leave it go. I'll ask this to Daphne, to our sources through Daphne. This is from Jim Agrant, and we don't have his location. When you're asking a personal question, they may not be able to answer it if you don't give the location of the parties. But my nephew sees auras, or has been seeing them for the last couple of years. My niece called me with some concerns. It would appear that my nephew finds himself in places that he has no recollection of how he got there. In one strange incident, a girl who was having casual sex with him claimed she got pregnant from him. But the person having sex with her did not act like my nephew and was more aggressive. Something that she liked, and so she allowed it to work, and she said she had unprotected sex with her. She later aborted the child. My nephew claims that he remembers having sex with her with protection, but doesn't remember having the second sex. They have experienced orbs in their house, and my niece says that she has awoken with scratches on her body. I tend to believe one of two things. He has developed an alter ego, or he may have a dark entity attached. That makes me think, you know, this may be one that Daphne wants to pass on as I read it. But I'll turn it over, and if she wants to pass, I'll switch it to Terry. Thank you.
I think I'll pass on that one. Thanks, Lynn.
Okay. Terry.
Thank you. Give us a moment to check into the energy. We see some blank outs. We see some missing time. We see other influences that are affecting the two people. These scratches are an indication of other influences. We see some placing into consciousness some other script by another group, another star group. We suggest further analysis of what has happened to the two, if the two wish it, as you are asking for two others. The two others are the ones that need to initiate the inquiries and initiate, if they wish, into analysis, further analysis of what has caused the missing time and the missing remembrance of the experiences. We suggest that these people are sacred, these two are sacred, and are in control of their own thrust into inquiry in what has happened. And we see your loving concern, and we suggest that in counseling them that you listen to their stories and you work with them based upon their own seniority in the situation to give them any advice or any listening to that can help them or refer them to potential evaluation or like to have them go to someone experienced in working with bringing out information of what has happened in an abduction sequence.
Thank you. And we had another question that I will give a little answer to that relates to this.
I'd like to clear the energies of that last question. I sense very strongly insectoid, possibly reptilian influence. It's quite dark, and I'd like just to clear the energies with your permission. Shanti, shanti, shanti. We re-sacralize this space, the space of the Christic consciousness, the space of the angelic ones, the space of the Elohim and Ra. We reiterate, we are non-victims here. We are non-victims here. All experiences are chosen. Choose to go to the God Source Self. Om Shanti Shanti. Thank you.
Thank you. One comment I would make to this is that these kind of experiences are real, and there is a war of sorts going on in heaven. And in our experience, many things are still being resolved. It's not a done deal that the negative is eliminated, and that our intent here is to help lift the vibration above the level where those things are possible. And it's a loving energy that protects one from those kinds of attacks and experiences. Or the Christed energy, as some would call it. Let me see here. Next question, just one moment, please. A moment. Now I've lost my questions. Just a moment.
While we are waiting, we would like to say to thank Daphne for clearing the energy. It is much clearer now.
Thank you, Terry. You're very welcome. It's getting a little thick there.
Thank you. This is for Daphne. And this is a question. This was something about Daphne mentioning on Monday. I think it was February 11th. And it had to do with changes, including the completion of the Earth's crystal grid, but ran out of time. Could Daphne finish what she was saying? Thank you.
Thank you. We will continue that from the perspective of Ra El. One moment, please. Greetings, beloved. Greetings to you. This is Ra El. We speak to you now of the crystalline gateways. We speak to you now of the crystalline earth bridging. We speak to you now of those very nexi and nodes within the sacred self, within the sacred Christed architecture. That is the human genome that is currently awakening from the 2 to the 3 to the 4 to the 5 to the 6 strands of the children now being born. Yes, there are proto-architectures that are now being implemented through the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 architectures. Yes, these are being implemented through places and portals, through the old Lemurian gateways, through the old architectures of Atlantis, off the coast of Florida, Benin, across your North American continent, going down to Australia, going down to New Zealand. The Gaian grids and gateways are being architected now, and each of you as human, ascended human, the expression, where you physically implement yourself, where you physically walk and talk and work and architect yourselves, you are a living light filament encodement. And your little codons, as you are bringing in the Christed light through the high heart space, through the space between the heart and the expressive place of the voice, between the glands of the thymus and the thyroid, you express the Christ itself, you create the bridging, and as you create the bridging, Gaia creates her bridging. You are the living light architectures of the building codes, of the building blocks, and you, my dear ones, are making this happen as you speak and as you walk. There is much information which is available on that which you call your internet. There are many, many working with these architectures. You may do searches on the celestial architectures. From our perspective of the Ra'el, the most important thing to remember is that you are the living light architecture. It is you who are lighting up the Gaian grids. Listen to your instincts, listen to your heart. If you are called to linger in a certain place, perhaps you are called to linger in a restaurant or a grocery store or the post office or the shopping mall or the national park or your park down the street, wherever it is, wherever you enter into a deep, affinitive, and affirmative appreciation of the people, of the place, of the land, of the environment, where you go and open your heart, there also you open and merge with the heart of Gaia. Gaia is you. You are Gaia. You are not one, and you are not separate. You are one with her, your mother. The very suit of chemicals which you wear as your seashell, your bodily suit, is an earthen vessel. It is a clay vessel made out of her. This is the space suit that she has given you so that you may walk upon her terra firma. You are helping her. You have made a contractual resonance with her to enable her to lift herself into a higher octave. And in fact, she has decided already to lift. Now it is your own experience which you have decided to experience within the spacesuit to architect your own Christed consciousness light to a higher level of source, to an understanding of the divinity which is yours and uniquely yours alone. You are one with her. You are dancing with her. As you dance with her and show her your joy of being in the aliveness experience of the now, that joy radiates and resonates forth. The human resonance, the base resonance of Gaia has moved from the 7.8 hertz up to 14 and more. She is ascending. She is recalibrating. She is moving, 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 and it is up to us to move and to help her in her birthing pain. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's 18, it's 6:58, and that's the end of this call. I thank both Daphne and Terry for participating. I thank all of you for participating, and we'll see some of you on Sunday when we actually work with these energies in the upliftment of Earth. And if you're not aware, Gaia is another name for Earth. And just to mention, today we visited, Derry and I visited with Barry Morrow. Barry Morrow is the fellow that wrote Rain Man, and he agreed to come in as a guest on some Monday night, talk with us. We're working on a movie project, and I hope keep that in the light, because it would be amazing. So on that note, I'm going to unmute everybody. Hang on.
Unmuted.
Everybody's
thank
unmuted.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And we will
thank
see you all
bless you
next
all.
Time.
Be well.
Thank
all right.
You.
Thank you, Daphne.
Thank you, Daphne.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.